I've paid my dues.
95.3 The Score is your home for live sports talk all day, every day. Download the TuneIn app and take 95.3 The Score with you wherever you go.
As stepping back in and being wedged to the corner with Perron, but he walks right out with it. Perron put it across, they score! Again, the Blues have made it 4-0, and it is Zach Sanford, the New England-born winger, that has made it 4-0.
Yeah, Zach Sanford eliminates all doubt. Growing up a Bruins fan, born in Salem, Mass, he just, he gutted him like a fish. With that one, gorgeous cross-crease pass, banged it home. They scored again? 5-1?
No, I'm just celebrating. They won, we should play the horn another time. They want to be in that number.
Oh, when the Saints...
Blues! They're the Blues, Steve.
But the song's When the Saints Go Marching In. You can't change the words.
Yeah, you can.
Fit your needs.
Sure you can.
Well, I know they did. Da 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 da. Morons. Da 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 da. By the way,
it's not even on key, even a little bit.
Koepka, now one shot back after seven holes, with a Norwegian amateur, Victor Hovland. Little Jordy Spieth is even. I haven't seen where Eldrick landed up. He was plus one after. A brutal double bogey. Not that any high-level golfer thinks there's an acceptable double bogey. So we'll keep you updated. Ricky Fowler, Xander Schauffele, and Louis Oosthuizen are your leaders on the board and in the clubhouse at 4-5. All right, let's lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. It is Thursday. It is the final segment of Crunch Time, which means we're going to try a little something we call this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event.
The Lightning Round!
It's the Thursday Lightning Round. Are the scores at Pebble going down? Will Toronto be the NBA's title town? We'll find out. The Lightning Round.
That's a solid B-plus, A-minus effort.
I think it was.
It being finals week, we'll give you the curve, A-minus.
I cheated and prepped because I needed a good grade going into the
finals. Oh, cheated!
I thought about it a little bit. And you know me, if I think...
Did you write anything
that, by the way,
were you reading off of a card?
No. I was actually watching Snedeker on the beach.
Just like his fave, they showed a flashback to him being on the beach. Whenever there's a flashback to you being on the beach at a golf course, you've done something horribly wrong too many times.
And especially he's back there again. And it's on 18, so it's the most famous signature hole maybe in American golf. And he pitched back out. No, 18 at Pebble along the Pacific Ocean.
Not 17 at TPC
Sawgrass?
Sawgrass.
Maybe. It's in the conversation.
Okay.
Well done.
Mount Rushmore. Lord Stanley, welcome to St. Louis. The Blues won the Stanley Cup for the first time ever in Game 7 on the road against an Original Six franchise that took them out in the Stanley Cup final in the Blues' first year of existence, and the Blues started the 2019 calendar year in dead last. They had turned to a goalie that had spent the better part of 7 years bouncing around the minor leagues of the NHL and was thrown into the fire in St. Louis, because how much worse can you really get than dead last? Turning to a rookie fourth-string goalie, and it ended with the Stanley Cup. Imagine the Royals, 23 and a half games back of in the AL Central right now, winning the World Series. Last year, the Phoenix Suns being right now one win away from the NBA Finals. The 49ers going from 1-7 to somehow in the playoffs and taking down Tom Brady. These things don't happen. It's not supposed to happen because it never happens. Just this one time. The St. Louis Blues winning the Stanley Cup from voice to foist is blank.
Historic. Just like, it's a part of history that we've never seen, and don't expect to see it too frequently in the future.
Like, it's going to give hope to every team in last place on January 2nd, though. Every single year, there's going to be like, oh, here's the team to make the Blues run. It's all we're going to talk about. Rich Eisen on Twitter last night pointed out how great the last decade has been for sports fans. In the NHL, we saw the Blackhawks win their first cup in 49 years. The Bruins first cup in 39. The Kings, Capitals, and Blues all got their first Stanley Cup. Good job, Sharks. In the NBA, the Mavericks won their first. The Warriors, their first in 40. The Cavs were their first ever. The Raptors could get their first ever tonight. And baseball was crazy as well. Giants first in 56. Royals first in 30. Cubs first in 108. And the Astros got their first ever. After years of titles being dominated by one team over and over again, I'm looking at you, Patriots, we finally saw some parity and happiness coming from places that had never seen or felt happiness like this in their lifetime. The 2010 through 2019 decade of titles is blank.
That's a really good question, because if you're a fan of the traditionals, it probably wasn't that great, because you're kind of spoiled and used to having your way, and unless you were the Patriots, you really didn't get your way. So it was championship expanding.
Good fake word. With another drought killed, we of course look to the teams that have never won before or haven't won a title in a lifetime. And boy, there are plenty of contenders. Just of teams that have won one title before in their past, we have droughts like the Cleveland Indians, 70 years. Pittsburgh Pirates, 39. The Detroit Lions, if you count their NFL championship, it's been 61 years. The New York Jets, 50. The Kansas City Chiefs, 49. The Toronto Maple Leafs, 51. The Philadelphia Flyers, 43. The Islanders, 35, the Kings, 68, the Hawks, 61, the Bucks, 49, and again, these aren't even counting the never ones. So of teams that have won a title before, who's going to be the next to end their drought?
Ooh, I'm leaning the, even though they're struggling this year, the Cleveland Indians.
Ooh, taking the top. The top team right off the top rung there. Speaking of the Raptors, a couple questions ago, they're going to win the NBA title tonight in case...
Hold it a second. I'm an idiot. Could I change my answer?
Oh, okay.
Chiefs.
Oh, the Chiefs. Yeah, that's actually a good... Okay. We'll go back to that. And Chiefs.
I've never done that before. I've never changed my answer.
No, you've regretted an answer later, but never in the moment.
One...
Speaking of the Raptors, they're going to win the NBA title tonight. In the case that they don't, seeing that it's the last game at Oracle for the Warriors in the East Bay, and they as a team are going to be fighting for Kevin Durant, it's also Toronto, and this could all end horribly, there's a strong probability that Draymond Green won't end up available for Game 7. That's because he's one technical away from his seventh in the playoffs, which is the magical number that results with a one-game suspension. Green is a fiery, emotional leader for the Warriors who likes to yell at refs, players, coaches, fans, teammates, broadcasters, Drake, and the refs. What percent chance do you give Draymond Green getting a technical tonight?
I think we saw, in particular in Game 5, he got really angry, basically like became a robot and hit a button and calmed the hell down. I think he realizes with Durant out, I'll put it this way. I'm saying no chance unless they're down 16 in the last 2 minutes and then he's just going to vent and he may blow sky high. We may see a Joaquin Andujar run our test explosion. So in a competitive game where he thinks he realizes he needs to be around for game 7, I'm going to say 5%.
Fair enough. Last one. NBA Twitter's favorite thing to talk about is rarely anything happening on the court, and the favorite thing to talk about is free agency and reading the tea leaves on who's going to be going where because of their agent, various houses, apartments, condos that have been put up for sale, who's eating dinner with who and where, and so on. The clearest signs of a player's interest of where someone will play next is leaving their agent and signing for a new one. When your agent represents who your agent represents and where his other players are playing are the easiest dots and tea leaves to connect and read. Kyrie Irving is going to land himself quite the free agent contract, and when he announced he was splitting from his agent Jeff Weschler and landing with Rock Nation Sports, the tea leaves are reading Kyrie Irving to the Brooklyn Nets, who were owned by Jay-Z, who runs Rock Nation. There's no conspiracy. These are facts. What percent chance do you give Kyrie signing in Brooklyn?
I think he's got the hots on for Beyonce. I think this has nothing to do with Jay-Z. And
Steve!
This is a soul move to make his move. There, I said it. I give him a 1 in 3, a 33% chance of landing with the Nets now. What do you think, Jay-Z's going to come here and kick our ass?
No, I think the Bayhive is. You can't go after Beyonce like that.
The Bayhive. Nice.